The West's campaign against free speech intensifies. Now, EU-based satellite giant Intelsat says it will take Iranian channels off the air as of next week. In a letter to Iran's National Broadcasting Corporation, IRIB, Intelsat has cited US sanctions against the IRIB president as the main reason for its controversial decision. Press TV and Iran's Spanish-language satellite channel Hispan TV are among the channels to be banned from July 1st. Press TV has already come under attack by European satellite companies, most notably Eutelsat. The France-based company's Israeli-French CEO has written several letters to Western satellite providers, asking them to stop working with Iranian channels. Press TV says the campaign against Iranian media violates Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that promotes media freedoms. From Washington, I'm joined by international lawyer Paul Wolf. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Wolf, the fact that in less than a week, Intelsat will be removing Iranian channels off the air, where does that leave free speech?
Well, I think that as a news organization, the people in Press TV certainly do have the right of free speech. And whatever the laws are, the technical laws that govern the news media in the UK, I'm sure that there is an exception for free speech, because you can do many things in the United States, at least, and as long as freedom of speech is involved, that can be a defense to many things. Now, my understanding is that Press TV brings some kind of a small rule that the British media have to follow, and what they did was a year ago or more, they broadcast an interview with a prisoner, and then the prisoner later said that he didn't authorize it, that he gave the interview, but he didn't want it to be on TV. So for the British to take some incident like that, which was a very small incident considering all the reporting that Press TV did, and to use that as a kind of excuse, I would think that that a freedom of speech defense would be a good defense in court against that, because clearly they're just using one small incident as a pretext. And the real reason, I think, and it should be obvious to anyone, is that the British government is not happy with the content and with the viewpoints that are expressed by Press TV. So this really is an incident of censorship. And I think really people should just take a look at what is the reason that's being put forth by the British government, and do people think that that really is a valid reason, or do they think that that's a pretext? And the pretext is only being used because the British government doesn't like the reporting that Press TV is doing.
Indeed, I mean, Press TV says that this has violated Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which promotes media freedoms. I mean, with this in mind, how can Iran take legal action, or can it at all?
Well, you know, these kind of treaties are not direct enforceable. A treaty is really an agreement between different governments. So in this case, it would be between Iran and the UK and all of the other governments that signed on to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Really, for real court cases like this, the only court that you can go to is a national court, like a court in the United Kingdom, and to go ahead and sue that and say, yes, well, this interview that we did, it may have violated some type of rule that you have over the news media, but this is a very, very small incident, and you're using this to shut down a television station that has millions and millions of viewers. So, I mean, I think that's the recourse, and I think Press TV really needs to do that, because I think Press TV should win a case like that. And I think to really succumb to this kind of pressure and just to cave in and say, okay, well, you know, we'll broadcast somewhere else, I think you guys would be really abdicating your responsibility as journalists. And I think you do have an audience in Great Britain, and I think that you will get some support there if you do take them to court. And I wish you good luck.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Paul Wolf, international lawyer from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.